This is regional news coverage from the KBI newsroom. I'm Lucas Hudson. Democratic Governor Jay Nixon is preparing to announce his support for a major healthcare initiative. Nixon scheduled news conferences today in Kansas City, St. Louis, and Springfield. He will be joined at some of the stops by officials from the Missouri Hospital Association and the Missouri Primary Care Association. Both groups are part of a new coalition urging Missouri to expand Medicaid eligibility as called for by President Barack Obama's healthcare law. Republican legislative leaders have opposed the Medicaid expansion. Nixon campaigned on expanding Medicaid when he ran for governor in 2008, but he was noncommittal prior to this year's election on whether Missouri should embrace the Medicaid expansion under the new federal healthcare law. Expanding Medicaid to more adults in Missouri would have a positive impact on the state's economy and residents. That's according to a new report by University of Missouri researchers. And as Alana Gordon reports, the analysis comes amid Missouri now having to decide whether to expand Medicaid in 2014.
The recent U.S. Supreme Court ruling upholding the federal health law now gives states the option to expand Medicaid. That's the public health insurance program for the poor and disabled. The federal government would fully pay for an expansion the first 3 years, with states picking up about 10% of the tab in later years. A group of state health leaders and policy experts hope to jumpstart a discussion about all of this with a new analysis commissioned by the Missouri Hospital Association and the Missouri Foundation for Health. The report found that a Medicaid expansion would result in thousands of new jobs and a healthier workforce in Missouri, as tens of thousands of residents would gain coverage. Joe Perley is head of Missouri's Primary Care Association.
This effort has the potential to have the greatest statewide economic impact in terms of job creation, income growth, and revenue growth in any initiative ever considered by our elected officials in the past decade.
The issue now goes to state lawmakers, who convene in January. Many worry about the long-term costs and sustainability of such an expansion. I'm Alana Gordon.
The state rapid response team is now assisting Hostess employees in mid-Missouri. As KBI's Emily Potist explains, the team's goal is to help unemployed Hostess workers find future jobs.
The state rapid response team is holding meetings to provide information on resume building, job training, and building overall skills. The response team has already assisted Boonville and plans to hold two meetings at the Missouri Career Center in Mexico. It will hold two more meetings on Friday at the Missouri Career Center in Columbia. Spokesperson for the Missouri Department of Economic Development, John Fougere, says it is a benefit for everyone to have these Hostess employees back in the workforce.
We are very sensitive to their feelings, and we want to make sure that they know that their help is available and that there's help out there across the state.
According to the State Rapid Response Team press release, any Hostess employee facing a job loss should file for unemployment insurance immediately and attend one of the meetings. The meeting times are 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. and run for about 2 hours. Emily Potist, KBIA News.
A national wildlife refuge in northwest Missouri is hosting its annual Eagle Days events this weekend. The Missouri Department of Conservation says the Squaw Creek National Wildlife Refuge, north of St. Joseph, is holding the 34th annual Eagle Days events on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The feature attractions are the migrating waterfowl and bald eagles that can be seen at the refuge's wetlands.
The State Board of Education elected a new president and vice president for the 2013-2014 term. As KBI's Megan Runchler reports, on Tuesday, Stan Archie and Peter Hershen switched roles.
Stan Archie, newly appointed president, served as vice president since 2006 and is a senior pastor at Christian Fellowship Baptist Church in Kansas City. Newly appointed vice president Peter Hershen has ended his presidential term after 11 years, but according to Hershen, the State Board of Education is more of a team effort.
I don't think any officer or any member of the board has their own individual goal. We want to be in the top 10 states by the year 2020 for core content scores.
On Tuesday, the board also passed new standards and certification for teachers in order to help meet this long-term goal. Although Hershen knows this goal won't happen in a year, they plan to stay on track with the help of their newly elected president. Stan Archie is prepared to do what he can for the education of Missouri students.
We really want to make sure that students will enter kindergarten prepared for success.
Not only does Archie want the board to be involved, but he says it's important to involve the community in policy making as well.
To have a stronger voice toward what education means to us in Missouri.
Archie and Hershen will serve their positions from January 2013 through June 2014. Megan Rentschler, KBIA News.
U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill of Missouri says there will be a political price to pay for state legislators who allow the federal government to run the state's health insurance exchange. In a conference call with reporters yesterday, the Democratic senator said the Affordable Care Act is going to be implemented, and the state of Missouri has the opportunity to get resources from the federal government.
Obamacare is going to be implemented, and the people in Jefferson City have an opportunity to get resources from the federal government, to make sure rural hospitals stay open, to make sure that people on Medicaid have the funds they need. They're going to have an opportunity to shop for reasonable insurance on an exchange that could be run and the rules of the road designed by Missourians. And instead, these folks are so focused on the evils of Obamacare, they are going to shortchange the great people of Missouri. And I believe there'll be a political price to be paid for that.
Earlier this month, Governor Jay Nixon notified the federal government that Missouri will not run its own insurance exchange. That's because voters approved a measure preventing the governor from establishing a state-run exchange unless lawmakers have authorized it. Republicans in Congress have given Missouri Representative Sam Graves another term as chairman of the House Small Business Committee. Graves won re-election in the 6th Congressional District, which includes all of northern Missouri. His new term as committee chairman was ratified yesterday. For KKTR, I'm Lucas Hudson, KBIA News.